Hans Sulfer, in his yeshiva in Presburg, otherwise known as Bratislava, would spend the Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, or as it falls this year, the Yom Kippur Katan of Sivan, as well as the first days of Sivan leading up to Shavuos. He would have everyone spend them doing lots of davening. You know, different groups choose different Yomim Tovim as their thing. The Breslovers go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nachman Breslov used to say that on Motzoi Simchas Torah, when he sees everyone folding up their sukkahs, he already starts imagining them running to Slichas. In Breslov, they lived for the Yamim Noroi. Every group has its Yomtiv. To the Chassam Sofer, it was Poshet. The most important day of the year to the Jew was Shavuos. The days leading up to Shavuos were days of tshuva, days of dveikus, of feeling close to Hashem, and above all, days of tefillah. Prayer for what is most precious to us than all. Wisdom. A desperate cry, Hashem, we need wisdom. The Gemara in Pesachim, we find Rav Yossi saying, Ilav hayoma kagorim, were it not for this day, he's referring to Shavuos, kama Yossi yika b'shuka. There are lots of Yossis out there. What turned me into Rabbi Yossi? Shavuos. So what did he mean? You know, I got a good profession here. I'm a rabbi. Were it not for Shavuos, I'd have to be a taxi driver. He learned himself another profession. He wasn't talking profession. He was talking person. Rabbi Yossi. What was it like to be a Rabbi Yossi? We've seen big people and we know that we've never seen anything like what they had. Whether it be a taxi driver or a nuclear physicist, it's basically the same nobody compared to Rabbi Yossi. The difference between the Jew, everything the Jew respects, and all the greatness, the greatest of Jews have achieved. The difference between that and the rest of the world is one thing alone, Torah. Divine wisdom. Absolute objective wisdom. When the heavens opened, and every Jew experienced prophecy, the Jewish nation got a glimpse, a whiff, of the absolute truth. And ever since then, every member of the Jewish nation has a craving for attaining that. Every member of the Jewish nation knows what he can be. deep down. And we have a choice of going off in one of two directions, either going along the path of pursuing it or fighting ourselves, driving ourselves crazy to avoid it, creating philosophies, justifying why we're doing everything but pursuing truth, creating new truths. Ever since that day, the Jew cannot just be anybody. The Jew either pursues truth or finds some way of perverting it. But the agenda is always truth. Every Jew struggles. He either struggles to find truth or struggles to cover up for the fact that he's ignoring it. Deep down, the Jew is not happy till he's on the right path. And when he's on the right path, he's fearful. And he wonders, have I found it? I'm going in the right general direction, but how about the details? Am I right? Do I know what I'm talking about? Am I ready to face Hashem and say, yeah, this is pshat. This is pshat in my learning. This is pshat in my life. I got it. And we wonder, we struggle. Everything we measure ourselves against is one or another form of the question, is this the absolute objective truth of Hashem Himself? Whether we articulate it or not, whether we allow ourselves to be aware of it or not. That day changed the Jewish personality. The Jew cannot sit back and do nothing. You either pursue your Judaism or come up with another philosophy. We're natural activists. Even if your activism means fighting Judaism, you only do that because you're a Jew. And what gave it to you was the revelation. So the Chassam Sofer would have everybody spend these days davening. Because as much as we try, and without trying it doesn't work, but as much as we try, as many hours as we put into it and as many nights as we stay up, regardless of who's teaching us, we strain our minds. We rack our brains. And despite it all, have we really found truth? How do you know? How do you know? There's only one way we can be sure, and that's if we know that Hashem is helping us. The Gemara says that a wise man of Alexandria came and asked, referring to the talking about Orthodox Jews, Mayasa Adam the Yechkom. How does the human being get himself to be wise? So they answered them, have a marbe b'yeshiva, learn more, have a marbe b'yeshiva. And what else? Daven to Hashem. Hasmada, endless pushing yourself to learn. And daven. This is the time. These are the days. If Hashem chose to give Torah in Sivan, then this is the time. If we relive Kabbalah Satorah every year, then these are the days that we've got to crave for Torah and beg for it. Last week, I spoke about the whole purpose of amelus b'Torah, toil. It was an understanding that the study of Torah is really the development of a relationship with Hashem. That although prayer was a calling out to be close with Him, and chesed was being like Him, the only way we could ever really become one with Hashem is by allowing our brains to ingest His Torah, by allowing our whole beings to ingest His truth, by allowing them to reform our thought patterns. Davening for wisdom. Davening for divine wisdom is actually part of that process. The study, yes. But without the prayer, you can forget the relationship. There is no relationship that compares with the relationship of Torah. There is no way that a person could develop a relationship with Hashem or with anybody for that matter the way the Jew can, by way of studying Torah. It's allowing your whole self to become tuned into Hashem, filling yourself with Hashem, filling yourself with Ritzono Yisbarach. But it's easy to forget that. We can forget and think that we're academics and enjoy working through the problem and forget to grow in our relationship with Him and forget whose Torah it is that we're studying. When you come knocking on His door and desperately plead, Hashem, give us Your wisdom. That gives us the focus. On Shavuos, we are commemorating above all the relationship. Remember, we did not get the Torah on Shavuos. We got the Ten Commandments, but Moshe went up. Not only that, but the tablets that he got on Shavuos were broken. And it was on Yom Kippur that he got the other ones. It is on Yom Kippur that we pledge our allegiance to the mitzvahs. We rededicate ourselves to Kiyum HaMitzvahs, to Kiyum HaTorah, to fulfillment on Yom Kippur. Because that's the day that Moshe came down with the Torah that we do have, with Lukos Shniyos. Shavuos is dedicated to the relationship that is represented by Torah study. The preparation for Shavuos is a combination of developing a relationship to your learning, a desire to learn, and creating the right context, making it clear that Torah study is the relationship. And the way to do that is by davening. Hashem, I want to know Your wisdom. I want to know Your will. In the Sefer Torah Avraham, he's got a beautiful piece, which is one of his classics, where he's explaining what Chazal say. When the Jews said Nasa v'Nishma, so Chazal tell us that Hashem reacted, Mi gilo roz ze lebonai. Who revealed this secret to my children? It sounds nice. The problem is that, remember, these are the Jews that experienced the plagues, Yetzias Mitzrayim with all the miracles, the splitting of the sea. Then Hashem comes and says, here, I, who did anything to save you, and only care about you, here, I've written down for you everything you need to be successful in life. Should we not say Nasa v'Nishma? That's a big secret. Hashem, creator of heaven and earth, that has torn all of nature apart for you, miraculously saved you. He goes further and says, I'm giving you the key to success, and you're going to decline. We'll do what the other nations did, set an agenda, oh, anything but. Roz Zev, this big secret. So the Mashkiach in Slabotka said, there's a big secret here indeed. Na'aseh v'nishma means we will fulfill the will of Hashem. How on earth can a human being honestly say, I'm going to know the will of Hashem and I'm going to fulfill it? We do a lot of study. Can we honestly know we know the will of Hashem? Outside of a few very simple questions, almost everything, maybe like this and maybe like that. And besides, it's a machlokas. Can anyone know this is the will of Hashem? Clear. With all the depth. So once we have the mitzvahs, there are halachas, there are rules. You got a suffix, there are rules of what you do when you're in doubt. You don't know, you ask. This is a machlokas, they're supposed to get together, a beis din. What happens if it turns out that you didn't get the right shot? But they paskin. You get up there. You're onus. You did what you're supposed to. You get reward. That's only because the Torah was already given. That's only because Hashem commanded Acharei Rabim La'atos, there's the Sanhedrin, the whole concept of Kol Hashir Rucho, that Psak Halacha can be followed. But before we got all of that, just to come to the Jews and say, Hashem is going to let you win on the secret of creation. And the Jews answer, we will understand it and we will fulfill it. That's a bit presumptuous. We human beings think we're going to do it? They didn't mean, oh, we'll try our best and win a prize. They said we're ready for it. How could a human being figure it out? They knew the secret. Jews can. The relationship that was established and is part and parcel of being Jewish was such ever since Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Jew has it in him to be able to tune into the will of Hashem. The level of wisdom of your average 16-year-old Yeshiva Ktana kid. With all the narrow-mindedness because he's growing up in a closed society. But his depth of understanding. His depth of understanding. His ability to dissect information. His ability to follow a logical sequence. And quickly work out what does and doesn't make sense. His natural sense of being critical. And even intellectual curiosity. Is equal to the highest level. The highest level of thinkers. May not be very sophisticated. May or may not know as much. There are some kids that have learned a lot here. But his appreciation for wisdom and his ability to deal with it. The Jewish kid can do it. The average Jewish kid. I'm not talking about above average. The average Jewish kid. That's a secret. And before Kabbalah Satorah, no one knew that. Amar Rabbi Yossi Lav Hayom. That day, the day we became the Torah people, the day we were given a mission in life, whereby we were told that from this day on you don't do a thing without thinking. You don't accept a thing without questioning. Everything has to make sense. And you have to constantly strive to deepen your understanding. You've got to challenge yourself. You've got to be self-critical. You've got to question your personality. You cannot be complacent and accept your character as it is. This is me is not accepted. You've got to keep raising your standards and push yourself to live up to them. Torah says that every Jew has to ask himself, Mosai Yagio Masai, Lamasai Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. When will my behavior match Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? What does that mean? It means we have to be critical of ourselves and set goals and push ourselves. The Jew grows. That the whole society, this is the way it's supposed to be, the whole society is built in a way whereby if someone challenges you, as soon as you get over that initial shock of having been insulted, you go to your room and you ask yourself, one second, is he right? Could be. A society that is built on people challenging and helping one another. This is the Jew. That's what Torah did for us. That's what Torah brought out in us. And that was a secret. The secret that we ordinary human beings are not ordinary. It was a secret. We can do it. Davening is an expression of that recognition. Hashem, we can do it and we can do more and we cannot stop with anything less. Hashem, we've got to be great. We need your help. We know we can do it. We know that's what you created us for. Whatever we know is insufficient. Whatever we are as people is insufficient. So when we talk of this relationship, it's not just a matter of a feeling of closeness. When we talk about this relationship, it's appreciating the fact that the Jew has a piece of Hashem in him that is dormant until he develops it. That the Jewish neshama has potential to no end. And we have this desire to develop it. This craving. The understanding that that's what we're here for and we can and must. And to be a nice guy and know a little bit is not enough. To be able to say over a nice word at the Shabbos table is not enough. To call yourself a member of a yeshiva community is not enough. Nothing less than greatness. And when you're the Chassam Sofer, you still come and cry before Hashem and say, I'm an Amoritz. As he did, by the way. It takes a lifetime to read and understand everything he wrote. And they say he broke down in prayer and said, Hashem, I'm an Amoritz. How long are you going to leave me that way? That doesn't mean he didn't believe in himself. Oh, was he strong. He single-handedly took on the reform and was going to see to it, the Torah true Jewry was going to take on a whole new form to prevent falling prey to the reform. He single-handedly led that. His greatness and halacha and Kabbalah, he wasn't afraid. When he said he was an Amoritz, that was comparing himself to what he wanted to be and what he felt he had to be and what every Jew knows he has to be, and it's attainable. Look back. For some it's a couple of years, for some maybe a couple of months. Would you have believed that you would have the relationship with Torah today? Would you believe that? Had someone told you, would you have believed it? You probably would have thought that you'll still want it. Your abilities, even the ability to sit, the ability to analyze, the desire to want to understand something that has little to do with the issues you're dealing with on a daily basis. Only because it's Hashem's wisdom. To think that when you study Kedushin, you're going to rack your brains to understand the halachic status of an esrig. But that's going to interest you. And to what degree and in what way? And this is the beginning of a process. Baruch Hashem, a very healthy one. A good, solid beginning. One that gives you the ability to take off. You know how it goes? It's difficult to get out of the atmosphere, but once you're there, it doesn't take all that much fuel. The process of creating the kind of momentum whereby you're so drawn to your learning that come what may, you'll always be there and always keep growing. That process is what takes the most work. And the steps you've seen yourselves go through, the growth you've done. Look back and appreciate what you can do. And never compromise on the goals of where you're going. You make demands on yourself and make demands of Hashem. You push him and don't let go. These are the days to do that in. Establishing the relationship, establishing the context for your study, which is the development of that relationship, and goal setting. Big ones. It's got to be. But how can you? Mi gilo roze levonai. The secret of the Jew. We can, and we do. And you push yourself, and you daven. Appreciate what you've done, but no complacency. Daven. You beg Hashem, and He gives. He answers. He performs miracles. We may not remember what it looked like when the sea split. But just think about the miracles, what it was like when your brain opened up. When you started seeing what was covered with so many layers of water and mud. And then fruits grew on the side, and fresh running water. Take all of that and ask for more. Hashem, who performed those initial miracles, can turn us all into great Jews in every way. Shavuos is the time that we got what makes us what we are. Ilav Hayom, if not for that day. The Torah world celebrates Shavuos. The Torah world sees Shavuos as the great day. It's the day that made us. And the day that we want to be remade every year as Talmidei Chachamim, as people who become more and more and more wise, demand more wisdom of Hashem and demand it of themselves. This is the Yontif. Spend these days in prayer. And then, like the Gemara says, there are Msachim. Even though there are different opinions of how to celebrate every other Yontif, all agree, you party on Shavuos. It's the happiest day. Yom Shenitna B'Torah. Now you pray and learn. And Shavuos we celebrate and enjoy.